Hi, guys. It's good to be back out today. We had a day yesterday for the players off, come back, rest and recover. We went right back and got a good bit of red zone work in today. That part was good. Then we finished at the end with a 2 minutes, so we're encouraged by that. From an injury standpoint, it was good to see some guys back, so it was our first chance getting some reps for Tack McKinley. So he was kind of on the plan that Claiborne did last week. He did the individual and then in some team, and then we'll work some team today. And then we'll do that for this week as the, you know, kind of return to play status that we do. So we're encouraged. Love the speed of the guys today and the situations that we did.
What did you see from Tack today? From the coach's viewpoint, I know we saw some speed out there, like he was getting around the corner pretty good.
Just being back on the field, you know, so for him, it was good to be back with his guys and his teammates and getting in a huddle and playing. You know, he hasn't done that for a while, so he didn't get the, the access to go into mini camp and do that or even here in the first few days. So just being back in the guys and playing some, you know, call it real football, not just drills by himself. So just getting started with him, and we're anxious to, you know, put the work in here over the next month.
When did the doctor's green light?
Prior to training camp.
Okay.
So yeah, we chose to he's been cleared, but we chose to take some days to work individual, and then we're going to take this next block, and we're choosing to, you know, get him back into it this week with some more specific team things, and then we'll go. So we did that with a few guys so far. That's been the case with Julio. That's been the case with Claiborne, and that was the case with Tack.
What about his readiness? Because he missed a lot of your offseason stuff. Is he picking up the playbook and everything there?
No issues on that front. So between him and Bryant Young, they did a good job together to make sure they had to put the work in. And that was his way to show I'm committed, I'm in, is although the frustration of not playing, I could still do my part, you know, from a scheme standpoint. So now we got a lot of work to do, you know, over the next month to get the football side of it right. But I got to commend him for putting the work in over the summer to get ready.
How's Duke Bryant doing?
You know, Duke's off to a good start. We knew we had something there all the way back in the spring. It was the leadership, even for a young guy, that he demonstrated. So he's totally pushing it. He's making the mistakes that a young player should at times, but I have been encouraged by the speed and his attitude. He fits right into the style of defense that we play. So we're anxious to throw him in into the mix and see where we go.
Dan, the evaluation process.
That is, communication is one of the strong points. Is that one of the things that you all really liked about him?
Well, number one, it was the speed that he's able to play fast. So there's some guys that can time fast, and then there's a whole other one when you can take that speed and apply it. And as a younger player or a new system, sometimes it may seem like you're slower because you're still trying to process. So he's mentally quick. He can really close. So we're going to give him a lot of turns here during the preseason. He's got a lot of ground to make up, you know, to gain some of the experience where we can put him into new situations, new plays. So we try to stress him and put him into all different environments, but he handles it really well.
Dan, yes. That evaluation process, knowing it's a different team than last year's team, what do you learn from coming out with a team day off like that and how they respond the next time?
Really, it's the older guys who are the ones that lead the way. And so many of the Chiefs are so many guys that are looking up to them, so they're looking for that model. And every single day, you know, we're going for it. And that mindset to go put out, and we try to say, we're getting out here, like every day we're getting it on. And there's no, you know, timing it here, timing it there. So for us to have the off day and then come out and push each other like we did, I was encouraged by that. And I'll probably remind them today, anybody can do it one day.
It doesn't look like Muhammad's dropped the pass. What's been your evaluation of his game so far?
To me, Sanu was one who set it off from the spring. He came back so fit for the OTAs in the spring, you could really see his intent was right. And then that really carried over into the summer. So I singled him out this morning as well. I thought he's off to having a hell of a camp. It's the small things that he wanted to work on to improve. He really took that job seriously and worked like crazy to find some parts of his game that he wanted to improve at.
Coach, how's Bryant Hill doing in your eyes so far?
Hill's off to a good start. We're trying him on special teams too, and that's really got to be a factor for him. So all the time he can get with Keith Armstrong, that really comes alive. He shows up more in these padded practices. He's such a physical runner. So that part of his game shows up maybe more so on the time we're in short. So for a guy who's got his size, we're counting on him to be a run and hit factor on special teams as well as, you know, adding value to the backfield. Ward and he and Daniels, right now there's a number of guys splitting carries and battling to see where it goes.
Coach, after the first couple of days of pads, can you learn anything about that right guard position?
I learned that we're not there yet. and we've got plenty of time to evaluate. Just when you think somebody's making a move, we're going to take it all the way through and make sure we're getting the pass, you know, protection looks, the blitz looks, the matchups. Sometimes in the staff meeting and even in the one-on-ones, we're trying to create matchups to see who we go against. So the staff gets to vote each day of, I want this matchup, so we go around the table. And then when we get to the one-on-ones, we feature those ones usually as the first one or second one of the rack, and then we show them in the team meeting today. So the competition's everywhere, and especially shows up in those one-on-one settings.
Dan, forgive me if you've answered this already, but in regards to Kamal, what's the most difficult part of the transition from DB to linebacker? Because he said that he can actually see more, having been at the farthest back position. He knows what everybody's assignment is, so he has that advantage. But what's the most difficult part of the transition?
It's dealing with the linemen on a regular basis, I would have to say, because he's had such experience at safety, and we play our safety down by the line of scrimmage quite a bit, so he's equipped to, you know, play near and where things can happen quickly. Now when you move him further inside, taking on you know, guards and centers would be a little bit different, but the way we feature our safety, it's a transition we knew after watching him play that he'd be, you know, capable to do. So adding that speed to the linebacker group was something that we're always looking to do, and he seemed like the ideal fit to it. He gained some size to do that, and he hasn't lost a step.
Coach, no one's asked you about special teams. How about the kicking game? I know Mike Myers had a few kicks there at the end. What are you seeing there?
Mike's really been somebody in this camp. Well, really at the end of the mini camp, we challenged him. He had a couple long ones, and it's those times when you can nail. We try to distress him as much as we can. The crowd was terrific today, making noise, and he, you know, hit a 60-yarder 2 days ago. So we're fortunate, you know, because of Matt, you know, Bryant being here, but to have a guy like Mike come in and uphold the standard that we want in place kicking, he's really a guy who's shown, you know, so far that he can be somebody that can kick in this league.